Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
This will shock you as an Armed American Radio Daily Defense or Armed American Radio Monster Sunday Show fan. Breaking right now, it is the AP is reporting, and you already knew this. I don't have to tell you this. Because you're smart, you're intelligent, you know what's going on. You don't need Fox News or MSNBC or CNN or ABC or CBS or any of the rest of those losers to tell you that this attack is terror-related. And it is ISIS-related, whether he was a member of ISIS or communicated with them or not. Of course it is. And you don't need them to tell you that. These people think you're stupid. But the AP is breaking right this very second that the terrorist, and that's what he was, a Muslim terrorist, a follower of Allah, a Muslim Islamic terrorist, make no mistake about that, purchased some of his guns, get this, hold on, illegally. That can't possibly be, you say. Certainly he must have gotten a Brady background check. Certainly he submitted his names to Nick's checks. That can't possibly be that a terrorist would obtain his weapons illegally. We need a new law that specifically states terrorists can't buy their guns illegally. That's what we need to do. Where is Shannon Watts, by the way? Where is the Brady campaign? You have any idea where they are? I know where they are because I read their emails. I read their garbage. Take a listen to this. The front page of today's New York Times captures an outrageous reality in America today. Four U.S. Marines are murdered and at least two others are wounded at two military facilities in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Simultaneously, a jury delivers a guilty verdict in the 2012 mass shooting in Aurora, Colorado. All just 1 month after the shooting at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina. So join me today in declaring, not one more. Not one more movie theater shooting. Not one more church shooting. Not one more military base shooting. Not one. Not one more, they say, as they tie these together. Every shooting is different kind of awful way, they say. Circumstances change. Motives vary. The gun is different each time. We don't know the details of yesterday's mass shooting in Chattanooga, but we know that the friends and families, but they don't know anything, yet they put out this propaganda garbage tying a Muslim terrorist attack to the act of evil in Aurora, Colorado several years ago in 2012. These people are sick, twisted, and demented. They are liars, and every single day their agenda is being exposed. Their hypocrisy is being exposed, and their lies are being exposed. Do you want to start with the gun-free zone sign on the shot-up, bullet-riddled window? Should we start there? At what point in time will we embrace their insanity and kick them to the curb? So I ask you now, what will Barack Obama do? What will he do? What will the most gun-hating, gun-grabbing president in the history of our republic do next? The entire nation is coming to grips with the fact that a gun-free zone is a killing zone. Again, as evidenced by the photos and the videos of a gun-free zone sign shot to pieces, this time by a Muslim terrorist on American soil, killing four U.S. Marines. Now, I want you to let that sink in. The U.S. Marines, the same Marines that stormed the beaches of Iwo Jima, fought in Tarawa, Peleliu, and around the world, defending this country for over 200 years. Those Marines, four dead, four of them dead on U.S. soil. Mind you, less than an hour and 20 minutes from these Crossbreed Holster studios. Because we are at war. And our president won't tell you that. why is the subject for another show. We'll tackle that, but we'll do it on Sunday. Four U.S. Marines killed on American soil at the hands of a Muslim terrorist who has declared war against America. And not just military, but you. You. I have a phone and a pen, he famously said. Remember that? When announcing to the entire world, really, his complete and utter disregard for our Constitution of this United States. And he's used it. Will he use it now to wipe out the insanity that is a gun-free zone? Particularly, first off, where our military is stationed? Don't bet the farm on it. Barack Obama and the rest of the gun ban crowd are well aware that their entire agenda is at stake when he does. And if he doesn't sign it, in the face of, again, another attack, glaringly showing all of us of both political, all political stripes and parties in this country, the insanity of these murder zones advertised as such with these ludicrous gun-free zone signs, what does that tell us about where Barack Obama's priorities lie? If he refuses, is he capable of manning up and doing the right thing, even if it destroys his gun ban agenda and exposes his hypocrisy? And let's not stop at military. Because, you know, when he signs that gun-free zone away, what does that mean for you? Because that's the tack that they're going to take. Well, they're military. We'll go ahead and in the face of this, because they're under threat, we'll go ahead and you're not under threat in a shopping mall, are you? You're not under threat running a marathon or standing on the sidelines as a spectator, are you? You're not a threat in a restaurant, are you? The time has come to eradicate gun-free zones, period. Eradicate them. And I can tell you how we're going to do it, but I'll do that in a few. You see, I believe now that the American gun rights movement, the pro-freedom movement, if you will, in this country is at a watershed moment. Never again will the time be better to eradicate the gun-free murder zone sought after by every single killer who decides to snap. When they decide to snap, not when we do, when they decide. You see, they pick the time and the place. They choose it. Evil chooses it. And we are yet again powerless to stop it. All of our nation's resources, all of our money, all of our intelligence cannot get inside the head of a psychopath, Muslim, extremist, Islamic, radical terrorist, period. No matter how hard we try, no matter what tools we invent, it will never happen. Therefore, it is common sense, let's take this back, that you and I be prepared to defend not only ourselves, but also our communities. Do you think the President of the United States will make that known to the rest of the world? That this is, in fact, the most well-armed country on earth? He should. Again, don't bet the farm on it. Don't bet the farm on it. All of us, as freedom-loving Americans, particularly those of us who have made the decision to carry a firearm to defend ourselves and our loved ones, and accept the responsibility and the obligation we have to carry it and to use it to defend ourselves and our communities, must rise up now. The time will never be better. It's been fought now on our soil more than once. The media downplays it. The president won't admit it. We know where his sympathies lie. The more this goes on, the more obvious it becomes. You can stop it. You can stop it. As a law-abiding American, as a gun owner, you have the power to eradicate gun-free zones right now, right this very minute. Today, and you don't need his permission to do it. Barack Obama can do it for the federal institutions immediately with the stroke of his beloved pen. The question is, will he? Or will the embarrassment of exposing his freedom-hating, gun-hating agenda be too much for him to bear? Will it be too much for him to bear? In the court of public opinion? Let's face it, it will expose his hypocrisy. And while he may do it for the Fed and the military institutions, and he probably will, well, he's going to have some splaining to do, Lucy. It will open the door for the rest of us to end the government-sanctioned, asinine murder zone known as the gun-free zone once and for all. You have the power to do it. I'll tell you how when we get back right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
We'll be right back.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome back. Gun-free zones. The push to eradicate them has always been on, but has taken, absolutely taken, on a new sense of importance. Congressman DeJarlais out of Tennessee just moments ago during the break announced that he will be submitting a bill to end gun-free zones on military installations. That's wonderful. That's a great place to start. But it ain't enough. It isn't enough. The civilian gun-free zone must also come to an end. And it takes all of us to make that happen. Let me go to the phones now. I've got my political analyst, Neil McCabe, on the line. Neil, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Hey, good to be with you, Mark. And, you know, we talked about it yesterday. And, you know, now we're getting the names of those Marines. And it's just terrible to think that in this country, you know, we ask people to put themselves in harm's way, you know, overseas and battle and in different situations. But, you know, no one working in a recruiting office is expecting what happened yesterday, believe me.
Well, Neil, the gun-free military zone, that's... It just doesn't even fit in the same sentence. It's so patently absurd.
Well,
it's hard to even wrap your head around that. It's hard to wrap your head around our military personnel not being able to carry a weapon where they work. Now, I was watching that bonehead Juan Williams try desperately to explain workplace violence and the rationale, and he made a fool of himself. He made a fool of himself so bad his contract ought to be split in half. It was ridiculous to see. But you're seeing now calls growing to allow trained military personnel. You see, that's how they're going to approach the eradication of gun-free zones, and that's how they're going to slide by their gun-hating agenda. They're going to agree that, yes, gun-free zones are bad on military in military installations or where our military personnel work because they're trained military personnel. That's how they're going to skirt the issue of civilian gun-free zones. Go ahead.
You know, there might be 100,000 people at Fort Hood. I mean, you know, there are thousands and thousands of people at some of these large bases, like a Fort Bliss or a Fort Bragg. You know, there are shopping centers at Fort Bragg. There's more than
these
one.
These are cities.
You know, there's two large supermarkets. And so it's not just, obviously, you know, if somebody's in an infantry company, their rifle, it has to be cared for, has to be accounted for. You don't necessarily want people slinging their rifles around as they're going to the office, but those things are a matter of what the commander wants. Obviously, you want people to be armed, but I'm thinking just when I'm going to the store at the commissary. I mean, there are whole neighborhoods. There are tens of thousands of military families living on posts, and they're completely excluded. They're not allowed to have guns in their houses. They're not allowed to have guns as they drive around posts. Let's look at where to start. I mean, it's a Dick Keller went to court just to be able to keep a handgun in his house. You can't do that on a military base.
No, I there is a way to stop and end a civilian gun-free zone instantaneously. It can be done instantaneously. I don't need anybody's permission to do it. I certainly don't need Barack Obama's permission to do it. And I don't need my sheriff's permission to do it. I don't need anybody's permission to do it. And that is carry my gun wherever I go, period.
I don't know how you get convicted for carrying a gun in the United States of America.
You don't.
I mean, I understand politically, and I understand the bad judges, but let's boil it all down, and I think the politics is absolutely turning towards our side. You know, when you talk about Donald Trump, when we did our Gravis poll of New Hampshire, where Donald Trump was in a virtual second-place tie behind Jeb, that was about a month ago, Trump was number one among gun owners. And I think, what people don't understand about Trump is that he is not some circus buffoon. Trump is talking about real, serious frustrations, and he's tipping over the apple cart. And I think, gun owners have been waiting for somebody like this because certainly, I'm glad the congressman's stepping forward today, but where was he 3 days ago?
Well, of course, we've been talking about this year after year after year. I've been writing about this for years. We've been discussing this on national radio for years. I've done television on this over the years. You have been writing about this for years. For crying out loud, you headed up Guns and Patriots.
Yeah.
At humanevents.com. You write about it at Town Hall. We have some of the greatest pro-rights, I'm going to say activists, in the world on this program. Let me take this opportunity to do things. You said, I don't see how you can get arrested in America for carrying a gun. I said, you can't. You can't if you know how to carry your gun. If you know how to carry your gun discreetly, you can't. I would submit to you if Shanine Allen had never said anything, she'd have never had a problem. But she's a law-abiding person, and I understand that.
And I'm not talking about brandishing, because obviously brandishing or threatening, or I'm not telling anybody to to make a scene. I'm not talking about, it's like we see these videos on YouTube where some guy's walking towards a school carrying a rifle, and a cop asks him, hey, what you doing? And the guy, basically videotapes the cops and get into some argument. Like, listen, if somebody's walking towards a school with a gun, I would hope a cop would ask, hey, what's up, kid? You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, I'm not telling people to look for turbulence. What I'm saying is that, the Second Amendment's pretty clear, and why can't we just move forward with that?
Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. Got it? I'll leave it at that. It's very simple for you to end gun-free zones immediately. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever it is you happen to be. Then we will work towards legislation to officially end this insanity. Neil, it's fascinating to me, over the last 3 to 4 or 5 weeks, we have witnessed the dead silence from the gun ban crowd, the Moms Demand Action. What a silly name that is, by the way. Every Town for Gun Safety, in the face of Lynn Russell's public, very public, shut the blank up if you don't like my right statements. In addition, the visual of the gun ban sign shot up, not only here, but at the FedEx establishment, not far from where I reside. And by the way, one of those Marines, 7 miles from the Crossbreed Holster Studios is where he's from. This hits home. Are we at war?
I think we're at war, and we just don't know it. I mean, it's
No, we don't know it. You and I know it, Neil. You and I know it. We've got to go to a break. Hold that thought, please.
Someone's trying to kill us.
Hold that thought, please. We're getting ready to go to a break. When we come back, I want you to elaborate on that. Are we at war? Neil McCabe, Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. editor, my political analyst. Back right after this. Don't go away.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
You're a 23 Mabry Miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. A little fired up today, a little angry. Couple things before we get back into it with Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. editor, my political analyst, Neil McCabe. I want to ask you this question. Have you been to the USCCA On Air site yet? If not, go. Very, very important. I don't need to tell you now, in light of the previous day's events, how important it is for you to have as much knowledge as necessary about the firearms you own and carry, okay? I'm not going to sit here and push you. I'm simply going to suggest that you become as responsible as possible in the face of these haters, these people who hate you and your right to bear arms. Their agenda is becoming clearer every single day. When they will stand up for a gun-free zone that we see repeatedly getting people killed, we see repeatedly people attacking for that very reason, you must get in their face. And how do you do it? You do it by defying them, because you're on the right side of history. Train, educate, insure yourself, get responsible, learn as much as you can. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you are. We have a new saying here on Armed American Radio. Neil McCabe, I've got you on for the remainder of this program. Let me tell you about the lineup I have this weekend, because it is epic. In the first half hour of Sunday's monster broadcast, Alan Gottlieb will be here to talk about some of the things we're talking about. Following Alan Gottlieb, who was the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation based out of Bellevue, Washington, and a monster gun rights activist is Dr. John Lott, New York Times best-selling author, Fox News contributor, famed economist, and purveyor of crimeresearch.org, whose latest study debunks everything you've heard from the liars and freedom haters. We will discuss that with Dr. Lott on Sunday. Following Dr. Lott, the executive director and the founder of the Gun Owners of America, Mr. Larry Pratt, will be here with me for the first half hour. And following Larry Pratt, the original no-compromise guy, trust me, it is, he is Alan Corwin, the purveyor of gunlaws.com, author of over 13 books, and the only individual I have ever named a segment on Armed American Radio, the Alan Corwin Experience. Following Alan Corwin, I have George, firearm expert George the Mad Ogre Hill, and commentary from Neil McCabe, Armed American Radio's political analyst and Washington editor. It is an absolutely epic lineup for Sunday. Neil, your thoughts on that? Everybody in one place.
It's the 1927 Yankees, man.
It's Murderer's Row, baby.
Mark, I don't know what's going on with my phone. I've been trying to send you a text, but my cell data or whatever is being blocked. Are you tracking the situation at Fort Wadsworth on Staten Island?
I'm not right now. I'm a little busy on the radio, but I do have monitors on. I will continue to check them. Is there a developing story that you're aware of?
Well, I think some of it was I was tracking it today through other channels that weren't public channels, but I think some of it has broken through the New York Daily News website, is that there was a report of military-aged men holding guns or long guns at Fort Wadsworth, which is the base of the Staten Island Bridge. It's the base of the Verrazano Bridge on Staten Island. It's a former Army base, which is now run by the Park Service, but there's active duty Coast Guard, there's active duty Army there, some Army Reserve units, and from what I understand, for a time, the Verrazano Bridge in New York was shut down, which is awesome on a Friday afternoon. But it just, you were asking, you know, are we at war? Something is going on, and I might not have a handle on all the details, but it's not something good.
Neil, it's obvious to anybody with a brain cell since the early 1980s that they have declared war on us. We have fought them on their own soil for a couple of decades now, and they have brought it here. And when we have a president of the United States of America who won't even tell us, not that we need him, I don't need Barack Obama to tell me a damn thing. I did just fine without Barack Obama, and I'm going to do even better when he's gone. What I'm getting at is when we have a president, a sitting U.S. president, who will not come out publicly and declare what all of us already know, the citizens of this country, that radical Muslims, Islamic terror is upon us, and that they have declared war on us, that's an issue. And it has fostered the development of what we've seen in this country that manifested itself yesterday in Chattanooga, Tennessee, just miles up the road from these Crossbreed Holster studios. And as sad as this is, it's going to happen again. Now, I am getting texts from Rob Morse. Rob was a guest on the program earlier this week, asking me if I had seen the pictures of armed civilians guarding a recruiting depot. And I'm wondering if that's what you're referring to. I've asked him for specifics. When I get them, I'll bring them to you.
No, I'm talking about an actual live New York City PD and Homeland Security situation that's going on right now at Fort Wadsworth, New York. And I'm mentioning it because some of it has broken through into the public domain. I knew about it, but it was earlier today, but it was kind of a close hold. And so I was trying to send you something by my phone, and for some reason my cell data is being blocked. Yeah. And so maybe the NSA is already
that's the NSA. They don't like us very much over there, nor do the people in the bowels of the White House like us very much either.
But the idea that you would have a that you would have a follow-on, so that, you know, you would have that at, you know, maybe if President Reagan, right? If something like this happened with President Reagan or even George W. Bush, there would, people would be so afraid of the retaliation of, like, finding, not only finding these guys, but finding the guys who are financing them and aiding them. They would be so terrified that you would even dare to do such a thing. Frankly, it would never happen under President Reagan because no one would dare. And then the idea that you could shoot up they fired at an Army recruiting station before they fired at the Marine recruiting station. You could fire at two different military recruiting stations and then the very next day have potentially another incident. It makes you wonder. There's an article in the Washington Post talking about President Obama's press conference announcing our new alliance with Iran. And basically the guy said that Obama made the case for American weakness. And
of course he did. It's American weakness that's causing a lot of what we're seeing, and unfortunately what we're going to continue to see until we begin lifting some weights, if you will. Neil, before we head into the next segment, I could sit and listen to you talk about some of this for hours and hours, and we will do that on the Monster Sunday show with that epic lineup. You're part of an epic lineup for Sunday, an amazing lineup. But I had a conversation yesterday. I want to kind of switch this around a little bit. I want to talk about young Americans. I had a conversation yesterday. I was at one of my local establishments around here, and there was an entertainer there. He was a singer and a very good one, a local guy that I went to see. And I was sitting at a table by myself when three individuals asked if they could come and sit down. I said, okay, you guys go ahead and have a seat. Two of them were about 18 years old. One of them was 18 years old, I know for a fact. I believe the other was 18, and they were with the other one's father. So it was two young kids and their dad, one of their fathers. And they commented on the SIG P-938, asked me what kind of gun I was carrying openly in the establishment that I was in. Mm-hmm. Because I live in a free state. And we began, of course, talking about guns. That led to the talking about this radio program. And I got to tell you, when we come back from the break, I'll give you some details. But I have never been more encouraged about millennials and the direction of conservatism, true conservatism in this country, than I have been as of late. It's why I remind you, get your head out of your media. Things aren't as bad as the media makes it to be. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about that conversation and how much fun it was to have a talk with someone 18 years old who gets it. Back right after this.
Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com. Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with the 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you gotta do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's gotta do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Back in these Crossbreed Holster studios, favorite part of my day is spending it with you. Whether you're in Florida, or those down on those toasty beaches of Florida somewhere down there, or in those crab fishing vessels of Alaska, or every state and parts unknown in between, this is the favorite part, my favorite part of every single day is spending it with you. I hope you feel the same way. I'm glad you're here. I'm talking with my Washington, D.C. editor, Armed American Radio's D.C. editor, Neil McCabe. He's also my political analyst. Neil, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster studios. I went to the break telling you that I was very encouraged. It's very easy when you have your face in the media all the time to get discouraged. And here I was yesterday having a conversation at a local hunt with two young kids and their father. And the kid was 18 years old, and he was great. All of them were, and we had a wonderful conversation. They turn out to remind me that it's not as bad out there in millennial world as we think it is. And I'll take this upon myself. He didn't tell me this, but this is what I took away from it, that not every millennial that age is completely out of touch. These kids they had phones, but they were only using it to reference things we were discussing at that moment in time. Their faces weren't buried in these goofy devices. I think mine was more than theirs. I think I was checking my emails more than they were. And it reminded me, once I was on my way home, I got a chuckle out of it, that not every millennial is an arugula-eating, rainbow T-shirt-wearing, Prius-driving, liberal, progressive. There is hope for this country, and Neil, there really is.
Well, you know, when I deployed to Iraq, you know, I wasn't kicking in doors. I wasn't jumping out of planes. I wasn't doing anything like hoo-ha-hoo. I was basically, you know, hitching rides on convoys and Blackhawks, doing oral history interviews for the Center for Military History. And because of that, though, I was able to travel around all over primarily southern Iraq for that time, just meeting people all the time. And so, of course, I'm like in my late 40s, right? I'm like the old man in the Army, and you're surrounded by all of these, you know, the vast majority of the soldiers that I would serve with in Iraq were under 25 years old.
Right.
And
right.
You're absolutely right. I mean, these guys had so much responsibility, and they had so much professionalism, and they were just so squared away that you're right. I mean, it's hard to, you know, you come back and, you know, maybe you get caught up in sort of the the pop culture that we see, you know, as new, you know, young people portrayed in sitcoms and movies. But I absolutely support your point, and I saw it over and over and over again that those young people that I saw, you know, deployed, I have no problem with them taking over this country.
Yeah, I agreed. You know, we got to get our head out of our media, and I love it. And I had a great time with those guys. I believe they're listening right now. Thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys again. It was an awful lot of fun, and it is encouraging, and it is a reminder. And I do want to remind you that things aren't as bad as the mainstream press makes them out to be. There is hope for America. Now, having said that, I will say this. I was talking to three individuals, two of them 18 years old, in a very conservative county, in a very conservative state, who probably have not been subjected to the same type of bashing, political, progressive, liberal bashing that they would if they were growing up in a New York City suburb or Connecticut or one of the other blue states. But it is extremely encouraging, and God bless them. It was a lot of fun. All right, hey, Neil, let's go on to a couple other things.
Sure.
Will we be seeing yet again, I'm sure I know the answer to this already because Charlie Rangel has been running his progressive liberal Democrat gun-hating, freedom-hating mouth about it, an assault weapons ban now, even though this guy, the AP, is now reporting got his guns illegally? Will that come up again?
I think what's going to happen is that people are looking at the poll numbers and the inside poll numbers, and Donald Trump is running as a Republican, but he's not seen as a Republican because he's been a celebrity for the last 30 years. And there's a lot of communities and cultures and subcultures who have been sort of immune to sort of conservatives or Republicans, but Donald Trump is able to penetrate. And I think Donald Trump is touching onto something. And when he says, hey, let's arm our military, when he says, hey, I'm pro-gun and I own guns, and when, you know, when Anderson Cooper tries to gotcha him on his guns, he just comes right back at him and says, of course I own guns. Anderson Cooper says, what kind? He says, none of your business, right? I think the politics have changed on immigration and on abortion. And on a lot of these conservative issues, the Republican leadership isn't really driving it. But some of these Republicans running for president are changing the dynamics. I don't think the White House has the political coverage to go into guns again. I don't see it until after Congress comes back from, say, its Labor Day break. I see nothing happening this summer. Then you have a dead run. You know, so much of our politics is run by the calendar. The fall is always kind of tough because you have a Columbus Day break, you have a Thanksgiving break, you have a Christmas break, and by the time the Christmas break, now you're into the Iowa and New Hampshire caucuses, the New Hampshire primary and the Iowa caucuses. I just don't see the calendar allowing something to happen, at least for the next 6 to 8 months.
And that's why I respect your opinion so much, because you're looking at this really, from in the clinical sense about the calendar and so forth. What I was, and that's exactly what I wanted. That's the answer I was looking for. That clinical answer. There isn't enough time, although politically they might want to do something like that. They don't see it happening, or the time won't permit it. You know, you're definitely going to see it. You're already seeing it from the gun-hating groups, the freedom haters, the Moms Demand Action. By the way, what a silly, ridiculous name that is, Moms Demand Action. But the Every Town for Gun Safeties and everybody else, they're already out there. Shannon Watts is already tweeting this. A terrorist attack, an act of war against this nation that killed four of our Marines on our own soil, and she is putting in there with that dopey Batman loser out in Aurora, Colorado, and everything else. So we are going to see that, because they're already tweeting the hashtag gun sense garbage and looking at this as a platform to push more gun control, which tells me yet again and confirms for me yet again what we already know. Their agenda is a total ban, period, a total ban. Let's go to a quick email. I got an email from, I got a bunch of emails here. Wow, here's one from Chris. Mark, my name is Chris, and I'm a devout listener to Armed American Radio Daily Defense and the Monster Sunday Show. At the end of every show, you always tell us to carry on, carry often, etc. I take that to heart and very seriously. Whenever I talk to my friends about firearms and concealed carry, they always ask me why I do it. I always come back with two simple questions. Number one, have you ever been a crime victim? Number two, how safe do you really feel? I give them my experiences, and they say to me, now I understand. I live in a gated resort here in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, and we had our first major crime last summer when a drunk idiot walked into a small bank and robbed it when he told the teller he had a bomb in his backpack. He was picked up the next day with the evidence and money in his car, and when he was pulled over on a DUI stop, he had no bomb or bomb-making materials on him. He goes on to tell me that he carries a CZP-07 9mm at all times. The only time I don't have it on me is when I'm asleep and I'm at work, but I have it close by in both instances. Thank you for a great show. That goes right to the heart, and thank you for the email, Chris. That goes right to the heart, Neil, of what I was saying. Chris gets it. Chris is never in a gun-free zone, is he? He's never in a gun-free zone. And even if he is, when he's sleeping, he's still not in a gun-free zone. And when he's at work, he can get to it. Neil, never, ever let there be a gun-free zone wherever you are. Just like Chris, your thoughts.
Well, I think you're very careful. You know, I tend to speak in these exaggerated absolutes, and you're saying, hey, Neil, you know, you're just like, maybe you mean this and maybe you need that. And so, obviously, I don't believe that it's a certitude that an armed citizen can stop every crime that's happening. But the criminals don't know what you're carrying. The criminals.
Stop right there, Neil. I have to end it. We're getting ready to go. That's the end of the hour. I apologize. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We're going to pick this conversation up with you on Sunday. You heard the lineup. I'll be back on Sunday.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.